Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel. May I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
Right. My zip code is 36804.
All right. Thank you. 36804. And one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm still accessing information. All right. May I also have, pardon me, your first and last name, please?
Yes. My first name is Steve or Stephen. My last name is Pitts, P-I-T-T-S.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pitts. Okay. And one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Pitts, for security purposes, please verify your address.
It's 616 Pagets Road, Opelika, Alabama.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have gotten an account located that shows your address as the shipping and billing address with your last name, but it shows a lady's name on the account, possibly a spouse.
Yep, that's my wife. That would be, what name do you have?
You would have to provide me with the lady's name.
Does it start with an L? Does it start with an L?
It does.
Yeah, okay, that's Linda S. Pitt. That's my wife.
Okay, so it is showing the name of Linda Pitt. With the address, and what it shows that the call is regarding is the Bites Hub app. The app provides a customer with recipe plans and meal guides to help you eat and feel better. It means that there was the use of an Android or iPhone to complete a survey, and there was a contest that was entered, or sweepstakes, but it shows that a Dyson vacuum was offered. The information for the Bites Hub app was provided in the terms and conditions, and it's a cost of $59.89 per month. Helps you to count calories. You can journal with it, but that's what that charge is regarding.
Yes, ma'am. There's a mismatch here somewhere. I just talked with my wife, and she says she has no clue who Better Healthy Trends Today is. But there's a charge on my credit card. And do I need to have her contact you to cancel this? We share the card. And I've talked with her. She said, no, I don't know anything about it. I don't want to contest this and lose use of my card, but I don't know how this happened. I have no explanation. She and I were together yesterday, and she recalled what she was doing. She said, Steve, all I did yesterday was look at Jack Russell puppies. I don't know how she could have gotten off track to do something like that.
Okay, that answer I wouldn't either without transferring you to our fraud department. We don't process any of these orders, but it starts with an individual. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. I'm with you. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, it just starts with an individual using their Android or iPhone, and we don't know which one. But it just shows an IP address, which means, and it does show your area there in Alabama for the IP address. So with the explanation, that's all that we know.
Right. Gotcha.
However, if that's a merchant name, now we don't have merchant names here. We just show the name of the actual product, which is the Bites Hub app. So she probably did not recognize that merchant name. But anyway, that's the charge, and it shows it was done yesterday at 6:02 p.m. is when this transaction took place. Here we offer discounts and promotions. She did by chance maybe do something about that time in the evening, here we can offer a $20 discount off the cost of the subscription.
Let me do this, Rachel. I appreciate very much your help, and what I really need to do is hand this off to her, and she's not with me now, but I can reach her by phone. Would she get you when she calls back, or is it kind of a random?
Yeah, we're a call center, so I'm not sure who she would
Yeah.
get. So
Right.
what
Right.
I've
Right.
done
Well, she's going
was,
to get the same. She'll get the same response, won't she? I mean, that person will go through the same steps and
well,
explain just like you did.
Yeah, because we're not the
Yeah.
not the billers
Right.
here, but we just answer the
Right.
phones. So what
Yes,
I've
ma'am.
done was I've just gone ahead and closed it out there. I just took that response there as a decline. It shows it was done yesterday with
Yes,
the
ma'am.
cancellation for the Bites of Mill app that cancels all future charges for it.
Yes,
Now,
ma'am.
what I can do, since she's not on the line, and you've not already contested it, the $59.89.
I did, but you know, the credit card company said they suggested that I contact, you know, the vendor first, and try to resolve it that way. That way, I don't have to get a new card and all that foolishness, you know.
It's best to do it because we wouldn't be able to tell you what she actually did because I think that's a merchant name there. So if she was just fiddling around or playing with something on the phone or somebody in the house,
Yeah. Right. That's
this
the
was in
wrong
the
city.
terms and conditions. Now, what I can do is normally once it's been processed, there's a $5 non-refundable fee, which
Yes,
means
ma'am.
the refund is supposed to be $54.89. But if
Yes,
you've
ma'am.
not contested it, I'll go ahead and refund the full $59.89,
Yes, ma'am.
and we'll get the
That would be
$5 fee
magnificent.
waived.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, let me scroll down. All right, so for that $59.89, if you would please allow. Okay, well, it says it's only settled transaction. Okay, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
That is odd. Okay, so even though it was last night. Okay, so what it did was it allowed me to void it. It said it was it was not a settled transaction. So for the
Right, it
pending
was still
charge.
pending on, yeah, it was pending on my card, so they hadn't, you know, drawn the money down yet.
Okay, well, for that $59.89, I did void the transaction. And
Yes,
so
ma'am.
that has returned to your account. You'll see the pending charge fall off. That has a void confirmation of R920-548-905.
I'm telling you what, you get a gold star, Rachel. Thank you so much for your help. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you handling this the way you have. Is there any way you can send me a written, you know, confirmation of what you've just done?
We don't send any manual confirmations of anything. Anything that's sent is done automatically by the system. Your wife, well, I'm sorry. It shows a Yahoo email with her first and last name that's included in it that was provided on that web page.
Yes, ma'am.
We do have to verbally read the confirmation number. Our
Right.
line is recorded as well.
Yes.
You can check or have her to check that Yahoo account for any confirmation that might be sent automatically to the email address. It does show
Right.
The LindaPitts62@yahoo.com.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Can also give a call back in and speak with another agent if you're wanting to confirm the confirmation number. But no,
Yes, ma'am.
I can't manually send a confirmation.
I understand. And now that's called a refund confirmation or cancellation confirmation?
Yeah, the same number is for both, actually. The refund confirmation begins with the R. The cancel number begins with the C, same digits.
All righty. Thank you so much, Rachel. I appreciate you. God bless you. You're an angel. I appreciate it so much. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same, sir. You don't have to worry about any further charges. Is there anything else?
That's it. That's great. Thank you. You rock. Have a great day.
You do the same, sir. Thank you for calling customer
Thank you,
support.
Ma'am.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.